The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Faradioni Hinson, Kohotine Ngailo, Kodehidi Seka, Hashtai de Goko. Aida Galiana Gokorania Prote, Sungu for the higher the Hispa. Ayokwa Vurim Broko, Spai de Luaili, Inti Safe for Tea. Any Mwango for Fungai Tessi. Shayona Bola in the Adusbani Andi. Fingmana has the Hitu. Ayomongo Opetele Elehisaha. A Terrier Afrizo. Fijebe, Kaha Teligi, Amon Peli, Telihapata, says the Spirit, I have imparted, I've been imparted, on the Petene Elehindus Vedekatela, a tongue to speak matters of the beginning, to shed light on intricate matters. These matters are very intricate. They are very, very intricate to the understanding of mortal men. But says the Spirit, I empower you with light and empower your tongue with grace to utter things in the very beginning, even to the understanding of mortal men. To the understanding of mortal men, that all will understand your speech today. That all will understand your speech today. I stand beside you to give you skill. I stand beside you to help you to utter things that are intricate, things that are difficult to the mind for understanding, things that have been written that have been impossible for men to come into. I stand beside you to grant you help. I stand beside you to grant you access into the hearts of men for to right understanding upon the souls of men, for to bring light to the depths of the hearts of men, that the questions on the heart of many will be answered, that the confusions will be taken away, and understanding will be given, and hearts will be established. I stand before you to help you. I stand before you to help you, granting you grace to interpret, grace to speak with plainly to declare plainly, to speak, and to bring to understanding, even to visibility, things that hitherto have been darkened, things that hitherto have been concealed, says the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. I come under you. I come under you, my Father. I come under you, the head of the church. I come under your servants and your handmaid in this house. The Father and the Mother, you are set over this work. I come under the order in the Spirit. I come under. Help me to be faithful, Lord. Jesus, help me to serve you well. Holy Ghost, help me to serve Jesus well. Jesus, help me to serve your Father well. Teach me and help me to walk with you. Help me, Lord. Show me mercy, Lord. Show us mercy, Lord. Show me mercy, Lord. Show us mercy, Lord. Have great mercy, Son of God. Have great mercy, Lord. Have great mercy, Lord. Have great mercy, Lord. I acknowledge your angel that is here this afternoon again. I acknowledge you. You will help me to walk with this angel. Call me to join forces with thee, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Somebody say a big amen.
Amen.
We don't have doubt that majority of the churches in our community have transited from the night into the breaking of the morning. Just like the churches in the book of Revelation. They are the churches in different strata of the morning. To move from the night to the day
the breaking of the new day, and which is the morning of God, because the day of the Lord is the morning, and all the seven candlestick churches, you will see that they call them golden candlestick churches. They are not just candlestick churches. They are golden. Means that if they are just in the sanctuary, they will not be golden. But they call them golden candlestick churches because they are churches that are migrated. When I say churches, souls. Because God are there daily, souls that should be saved. So when you see what churches mean, souls has migrated from the night. From the night into the morning. So the seven churches, we are a different kind of morning. You'll find some churches that they have only first work. You find some churches, they have the first and the last work. You'll find some churches that the place of the first work, they have done it very high, but they are yet to perfect it. And it was by the reason of the... And in some parts of churches, they had the first one, second work. They've not perfected anyone, but they are doing it concurrently. So the administrator of those works, majorly, was the spirits. And the amount of strength, because they check, like in some church that they have little strength. So you see that the way they administer it, it was purely by the administration of the spirits. Because he said, let now have ear. He hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. So, by the reason of what they are saying, the churches were a different morning. The best scripture in the Old Testament, David the psalmist, was talking about morning, a different type of morning, in 2 Samuel 23. Now, this be the last word of David. So, but these words of David are not the words of David. And I also believe that, because how do I know, David the son of Jesse said, the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God. He didn't say the anointed. It's not Bible don't make me say. They said the anointed of the Lord, of God. Like Jesus was quoting in the book of Mark, book of Isaiah. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, has anointed me. David said, "What's upon him is the anointed of God." It's not the anointed of the Lord. So you can see that he's talking what this anointing that David was about to... David was a prophet. I understand ordinances very well. So he won't call anointed of God if he's not of God. He will have used the word Lord. He will have said the anointed of the Lord. But here, you're able to tell the oracles that he make mention here that they are everlasting things. So you can see that is the anointed of God of Jacob. But not just only that, the sweet psalmist of Israel. God when I say the anointed of the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel. That can, Israel means a prince, but it's still connected. Let's see how the Lord will help us. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me. And you know the Lord there is also the everlasting God. Because the Lord is the Almighty. The Lord, yeah. By me and his words. Everybody say his word. Because I just want to also know what I started yesterday. I was comparing Revelation chapter 1 of blessed is he that readeth and did. What? They that hear the words of this prophecy. Which was 2 Peter chapter 1. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. That the essence of the word of words of prophecy is to raise stars in the heart. That the word of prophecy, words of prophecy, is attainment. What's useful to attain when he finishes his course, that star should arise in your heart. Our stars, your soul should become stars. And I talk about that. Everything, when they say man is a living soul, is a kind of life. Then followed by the first heavenly beings that were created, which they call, in all the works of his dominion, Another name for them is the stars of God. You find that in the book of Isaiah. I will ascend my throne above the stars of God. He called them the stars of God. In Isaiah 14, for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Well, and the first of so they call that stars of God. Amen. Amen. So they were stars, but they call them works in all places of his dominion. And so they are describing the texture, say the texture and the fabrics of the life expression. So a living soul is the expression of a life. So stars of God is expressions of God. It's a life that they're trying to describe there. You get what I'm saying? So they are not describing the spirits. All both man, all to the last heaven, are all spirits as their spirit beings. But when they were calibrating, oh my soul, stars of God, flaming fire, spirits, they were describing life manifestations of souls. Flaming fire is a soul they are describing. Stars of God is a soul they are describing. The souls of angels. You know, God, all angels are souls. And God also has souls. In Hebrew 10, if any man draw back, my soul shall not have pleasure in him. So all the angels are souls. So the soul of man that God created, they call it living soul. So they are describing the kind of life that soul is. So the soul of a first heaven being are called stars. Are called stars. What does it mean to have soul? Soul means the work. Soul is a work. It's a workman. Or soul, that's what I said last time. I said, soul is a worker. It's workman. It works. It generates. So generate or so produces. So is a producer. So is a worker. Or so bring forth. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. So bring forth. Or so bets. So bets forth. It bring forth. It generate. So the kind of life that man, the man that God created was called living. So then follow by what? By stars. Why everyone called those ones star? It's because of light. They share light. Amen. And also flaming fire. Also a type of soul. And all, likewise, they're not called on soul. They call them spirits. Who make it say, yes, spirits. So that means these, out of all these angels, these ones are spirits. They are not spiritual. They are spirits. To be spirit is more than to be spiritual. Amen. So another way, how the epistle render this thing I'm saying, you call them, say, be transformed by the spirit of your mind. Transformed by the spirit of your mind. That means they're saying that your mind has spirit that runs it. It's not, that spirit that runs it is, that spirit can be a law. That spirit that runs it can be an attitude. Because when you hear the word spirit there, it can be law, it can be attitude, it can be ways that are in that thing. Ways are spirits. Manner are spirit. The manner, the attitude, so those things are spirit. So that when they describe those beings in those angels, which are the third class of the codex, who make his angels spirit, I think these souls are spirits. That means they are spirit. In just like you say, God is a spirit. When you hear God is a spirit, they are not talking like we. They say, man is a spirit. They are talking about God's soul is a spirit. God's soul is a spirit. They are not talking about the spirit as you are a spirit that have a soul. They are talking about God's soul is spirit. That's who Jesus was. The first Adam was called a living soul. The last Adam was a quickening spirit that are describing the soul texture, the soul materials, the material that made up those souls, the souls, they are spirit. That means when you grade everybody, but when they look, that they are saying that cherubims, they turn into that, they are like, they are almost closer. It's not your, you know, they have different, they are of different order, different material. But when you say God is a spirit, they are also, they have their own manner in the order of the presence. Where God is in the order of that which is to come. That they are also spirits, like God is a spirit, in their soul texture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's possible for a soul to be natural. Just like it's possible for a soul to be carnal. They are describing states. They are talking about material, fabrics. They are talking about contents that they put together to do that workmanship. Create that work to be able to generate and to keep generating and evolving. Hallelujah, somebody. So they're not talking about man as a spirit. That or God as spirit being, but they're talking about his soul fabrication, the materials, the content, the substances that they use to make, like seraph now, the material they use to make their soul, fashion their soul, are fiery materials. Amen. So give me that book of Psalm back, that book of 2 Samuel back. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, his word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel said to me, the rock, the God of Israel said, the rock of Israel, the rock of Israel said to me, he that ruleth over men must be just. And you know, the sun, the moon, and the stars, we are to rule. We are to rule. He that ruleth over men must be just. That's the least requirement for he that ruled over men. That's why I was saying yesterday, you cannot say you are stars if you have not lived by faith or you have not been justified in the spirit. To be just, according to Romans chapter 1 verse 6, is for you to have revelation of Christ. Amen. Amen. For you to have the vision of Christ, or for you to have access to the word of Christ. The word of Christ reveals the person of Christ. The word of Christ reveals the person of Christ. Christ is a person. Christ is a work. That's what upper grace teachers and hyper new Christian reality people don't know, that Christ, also those who have conflict when some words are used in the midst of the world, that they do not know that Christ as a person is different. When you are describing Christ as a work, when you are describing Christ as a work, you can calibrate it as a measure, Christ as a stature, Christ as a fullness. You are describing works. So when you say Christ that can be corrupted, you are not talking about the person. You are talking about a work that is in measure, that is not yet gained stature, and I'm not moved to his fullness. Amen. Amen. So Christ as a work. That is because like Paul said, oh, my little children, we are travel again in birth until Christ is formed in you. So forming Christ in you is forming a person. Well, form is a work. But Christ as a person, when you say Christ as a person, the person of Christ is fullness. For he pleased the Father that in him should the fullness of God dwell bodily. So that is a person of Christ. So that person cannot be corrupted. But Christ as a work need to undergo different allocation. So when I'm using the word here, that when we are teaching to the acknowledgement of the mystery, Colossians 2:2, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, of the Father, and of Christ, we are not talking about the person of Christ. We are talking about a work. We are talking about a work, not a person. Not a person. The person of Christ is fullness of Godhead. It's a fullness of God here. But so the breaking of the mystery, that's why they didn't say mysteries. They call it the mystery of God, of the Father, of Christ. I mean, that mystery is one. It's one. But it has layers, or it has segmentations. And you can't move to learning God. You have to start with learning Christ. Even if you can't start with learning Christ, you start with learning that would be the first principle of the oracles of God. You start with the first principles of the oracle of God. Not even you don't start with the principle of Christ. Because the principle of Christ is the doctrine of Christ. Principles of Christ, which is faith, hope, and charity. That when it's called a principle, mean parameters of Christ. Parameters, how you measure Christ. But you start with the first principle of the oracles of God. Because oracles of God start from Christ until the fullness. Because when Paul was teaching about unto whom did God commit the oracle, he was teaching about faith in Romans there. He was teaching about faith. Chiefly, so he was teaching about faith in Romans 3. Faith of righteousness of faith. So oracle of God starts from teaching of righteousness of faith until you get into the full dosage of everlasting gospel or the teaching of the mystery of the Father and God. Hallelujah, somebody. So we can see that the God, he that ruleth over men must be just. So to be just means, and we know that where the allocation for the justification of a soul to make the soul just is, or to make a soul righteous. To make a soul righteous or to make a soul just, which is by faith or by teaching the righteousness of faith and a soul obeying it. And you're supposed to obey faith until you are justified. To be justified means until you make peace. When they justify someone in law court, that means they acquaint you. They have taken away. That's why there's mediation. They go through that until they dissolve that doubt. They dissolve the accusation. They dissolve and what? And you bring all the lawyers and all those who are sitting in the court to see eye to eye that truly this thing is not like this. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. So we can see that he that rules over men, and the essence of all this light is to rule. When you have attained to it, he that rules over men must be just. Ruling. Can you see the move that he that rules over men must be ruler? But ruling in the fear of God. So it was a completely, not just that he that rules over men must be ruler, but he must rule in the fear of God. So you know that you can't move into the scene of the fear of God or the essence of the fear of the law, which is operation of quickening, which is operation of the seven spirit. It shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. That God there is also the Lord. Capital letter, Lord. Ruling in the fear of God. That the essence of that means that they move you into higher operation in your soul. You gain, I said something yesterday, I said essence of the word is to bring light and understanding of life that is in the Son. They came to Jesus in the book of John and asked him, after Jesus Christ Jesus God gave them bread, and they came to Jesus, that they kept on looking for Jesus. Jesus Christ knew that they were not looking for him because of miracles. Neither were they looking for him because of works. That they were looking because of him because they ate bread. And he told them that you are not looking for me because you saw miracles, neither because of the works, but you're looking for me because you ate bread. And Jesus Christ started the whole conversation that they asked to Jesus, what sign will you show us? And Jesus Christ said, you generation of adultery, you're looking for a sign. No sign will show you. But the Father, that Moses gave them sign in the wilderness, by what? Giving them bread, manna. So Jesus Christ told them that it is not that sign that the God wants to give. But that what you should be interested is in being interested about works. So they turn fast because man's heart are really wicked. And now said, oh, show us the work of God. Because to them, the works of God to them is what they can relate with as miracles. Joker said that the work of God is to believe in on him when he has sent. So we can see that where the works of God was in the person of the Son. Pastor, the way you say that, it was the Father that was crucified. He was not talking about the person of the God, the Father. He was talking about the work, the building in the person of Jesus. The building. Because Jesus, he embodied all the works of God in their different structures. In fact, that says why the Son was raised is to bear witness to the works of God. To witness the works of God. That works is in the Father. Both the true God, the living God and the true God, he should body it to show it. Because I tell you something. You cannot know what the Creator carries except the descent. So, you know that that's why that they descended from the eternal to the beginning of beginnings. Man could still not be able to comprehend that work. Because you could see. So there's need in book of Philippians that Jacob, the word became was made servant. But not only take the form of a servant, he also take for that dance because to comprehend what the true God is, what the Father would of God is, it's not easy to comprehend because in that world where Pastor would call it fellowship, is you can even if you are sending things from there, it's not easy for you to comprehend it. Even when man, Adam has not fallen, it was very, very high. It was very, very high. What the best they could teach him is to teach him a shadow, a copy of the truth. Because what they taught Adam was not the truth. They didn't teach Adam the truth. Because it's not easy to cheat that which is true. They only just show him a copy of the heavens. They were teaching Adam the copy of the heavens. Why they raised heavens is to teach about everlasting life of the world. They use the present to teach Adam. Because though he was not falling, but to teach the truth, God, the original, it's not easy. Because you are trying to push men into the dimension of everlasting, the beginning. Amen. So it's not easy. So they had to teach, they kept on teaching Adam a copy. It was a copy they were teaching him. They are teaching him a shadow copy of the truth. That peradventure, by teaching him through the shadow, but it wasn't experimental. Eventually, you know, we don't know what will have happened. Maybe there will have been manifestation of what of that which is true. But they're showing a figure. They taught them figures until man fell. So you can see. So give me that Second Samuel again. So ruling the fear of the Lord. So you can see that what does the fear of God does? It quicken your understanding. Say quicken understanding. It's because to comprehend the things of the beginning or the things of the morning, you have to have quicken understanding. It shall make them a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. To quicken understanding is to raise the understanding. Because Jesus was teaching them, he said, as the Father raised the dead, so I give him to the Son to raise the dead. And to quicken is to raise high. And what the fear, after a man have used Christ, amen. In fact, after a man have used Christ and they want to transit a man into the word of God, or they want to transfer a man into the fellowship of the beginning, or the fellowship of the morning, they will, the essence of bringing things, essence of the minister, of the messenger of the covenant coming, to come and do, because how do they quicken? They quicken you by some level of instruction. One thing that about fervent love of the brethren we do is to quicken you. When you love the brethren fervently, when you are fervent, fervent love of the brethren is to quicken you. Because love is a tool of quickening. Everybody say that, church. So love is a tool of quickening. To quicken your what? Your understanding. You find that in the book of Philippians. That word quickening also means you are bound. To quicken is to abound. Second, okay, Philippians 1. You find that in Philippians. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more. Yeah? In knowledge and, well, and in judgments. What's the purpose of it? That you may approve. Say that you may approve. Amen. Say approve. To approve is to discern. To approve is to judge. Because they want to move you into the things of the Father. And your form of understanding, enlightened understanding, is good. But it's not sufficient to be able to walk in that terrain. So they will require you, when you have done Christ, because they want to fully move into the morning. They want to move into the world. That's what they bring. Because we find that God began to intensify fervent charity. Fervent charity. I remember that time. I usually say, like a proverb, it's called ifetogbona. So fervent love, one of the purposes of fervent love is to what? Is to cause us to abound. In what? Abound in love. Then we abound, we're able to approve what? We might be able to approve things that are excellent. To approve things that are excellent. Approve things by abandoning love. Although I know that there is a way you have to approve things that are excellent. I know charity is an excellent. I show you more, but there's a more excellent way. Amen. 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 Which was also what Peter was also teaching. Add to your faith. He tells you what you should add. An essence of those addition. Amen. Essence of those addition is so that you can have breakthrough. Breakthrough. To break through. Amen. To break through into the word of God. Or to break through into the word of the Father. The fatherhood of God. Or the word of the true God. It's not, you don't stray into it. There's a kind, there's a way, damn art. That soul must be. It's a soul that can abound in works. For them to give pathway, for them to give you abundance entrance. Or to give entrance, then you can have abundance entrance. For you to have abundance entrance, you can enter, coming to the sanctuary is entrance. But entering to the most holy place is an abundance entrance. When you are entering into most holy place, it's called abundance entrance. When you enter the sanctuary, it's entrance into the kingdom. But you need abundance entrance. And abundance entrance is abounding. You must abound. You must abound in what you have in Christ. Abounding what you have in Christ is what they call quickening it. They have to quicken it. They heave it up. It's to heave it up. Heave it up by the manifestation of the Son of God to you. He must raise it up. He said, and I shall raise it up in the last day. He must come and raise it up. He must come and heave it up. He must come and quicken things that are inside of you. What is raising is not you. What's raising is the things that you have done. He must raise it up. And you need that thing to be raised for that, for you to find entrance into the morning. But when you enter into the morning, all morning are not the same. That's what I wanted to say. They are all no money. Before you can arrive at the morning star. After the morning star, there's also the bright morning star. There's the bright The bride, I like the word they say, the bride and the man is about. I also love, they will say, Holy Ghost painted for me. Go say, put it together, remove the hand. The bright morning star. The bright morning star. The bright morning star. Not every morning is bright, but it's the bright morning star. Which is the breath of his glory, the express image of his person. So go to him. He shall be as the light of the morning. Look at this. There's the, it shall be, they're trying to describe the degree of morning. It shall be as the light of the morning. Comma. When the sun riseth. They didn't say when the sun shineth. Not when the sun shineth. Because you will see shining later. It's when the sun riseth. It shall be as the light of the morning. When the sun shineth. Comma. So there's a morning. This morning is different from the next one. Comma. Even a morning without clouds. As the tender grass springing out of the air. Then they move into air. By clear shining. So they were describing great of mornings. So you can start with a morning that is rising. And you move into it that they say such a morning is a morning without clouds. Then, so even as the tender grass springing, as to describe another, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining. So there's a morning that is very clear. There's a morning that is not clear. In a city, they can move a flight of 7 a.m. to sometime 1 p.m. or 12 noon. Because why? The morning is not clear. Because of the kind of atmosphere from the north. Fog. So it's that morning. So you can see that morning is still rising. But the time is actually in the time of Amatam time. Amen. So you can see, I just wanted to say that another place to, another scripture to show that morning has degree, has going. Hosea 6. So those seven churches, we are in different morning. Hosea 6. Go Hosea 6 from verse 1. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he has turned us, he will heal us. I know that you're going to give us understanding for us to know. You're going to continue the morning until you arrive or finish the work. You see, and until you arrive and you finish the work, then you receive the crown of stars. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn us, he will heal us. He has smitten, he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will raise us up in the third day. So, take note of this. After 2 days, everything they kept on saying now is about the third day. How they move in 3 days. They have spoken about the work of the first or the second day. So, everything for now, it has meant to describe the third day. In the third day, he will raise us up. Which I was describing. Raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know. So, they are describing third day. Then shall we know. If we follow on to know the Lord, comma, the third day. How does the third day go? One. Is going forth. Is prepared as the morning. Is going forth, is prepared as the morning. So you see, they say, so the is a going forth. Is going forth. That means you unveil the morning. The morning that the true God is. Nobody, he has his end. So every morning has his beginning. And he has his peak. His end does not mean, it's not termination. He's talking about his peak. Then shall we know if you follow on to know the Lord. Is going forth, is prepared as the morning. So talk about knowing the Lord. Knowing the Lord. Knowing the Lord. That's why you don't make new covenants until you have done works. And when you are doing works, one of the things that you find in work, which are part of what's in my meditation, is that they will be giving you the giving of the law. Because if without the giving of the law, there's no the place for making covenants. Because they connect covenants to promises. The covenants or promise. That's how they reference it in Ephesians. The covenants or promise. Because another thing that you call star, these are promises that are in him. Amen. Those are promises. The promises of yea. There are promises of amen. Amen. So you don't make covenants in the beginning of the work. What you do, the making of the work, that you do works, is that you receive laws, and you walk, you obey the law. Amen. So it shall be as the light of the morning. When the sun rises, even a morning without cloud. Amen. So there's a morning that without cloud, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Then look at this. Let me say, so they connect the morning to everlasting. Second Samuel. Although my house be not so with God. So you can say, he's talking about the money. So my house is not so with God, yet he had made an everlasting covenant. Yet he had made with me an everlasting covenant. So when he said my house, dear, he's not talking about his physical, he's talking about his building. Hebrew chapter 3, whose house are we? Moses was even in his house. So in the building of his house, David is saying in my raising, in my being built up, I could not attain to the best of the provisions of the blessing of the morning. Amen. Although my house be not so with God, yet he had made an everlasting covenant with me. Order in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation and all my desire, although he make it not to grow. Say grow. So it's so that you can grow in the morning. You can grow. So you can grow even in the everlasting order. There's room for growth. There's room for growth. That means there are degrees there. There are different levels of heights. Even when you have done the works finish. But there are things that they check. There are measures. There are measures that they check. There are measures. They check. For example, every churches in the book of Revelation had their promises. So you know. And the promise was connected to what they must overcome. But you know something, that you can receive one of the promise of those seven churches. But that's not all the promise of everlasting life. You need all the seven of those churches to say you are fully attained. But if you attain what they did to overcome, that thing is a, when you overcome that thing, it's a work. You do those work by first, what they call first and second works. So each church has its first and second work, and they have a promise attached to it. But that is not all. What they promise the church of Sinai, you need it. You need to add it. You need to complete all those promises. But that's why stars are different from stars in glory. The stars are not the same. A man that only collected the three out of the seven churches, you can't compare to a person that collected four. Though all of them are in money, all of them are, but they are in different pedigrees. So they are all those seven churches. So when they do the first and second, last word they give to them, they receive something. They receive. But you need all of them to say, fully that you are like the true God. You need all the seven for you to say that you are really the fullness of that true God. It's not that you only have one. You now say, I have the fullness of the true God. No. You have a portion of the true God, but not the fullness of it. Because and each of the portion has its first work and last work. And its first work has the good and perfection. Because you can start a work and don't perfect it. I've not found your works perfect before me. So every church has their first works, has their last works. And when you do those works, you receive promise. But when you receive that, that is not all. Because after he said it to the church, let's not have your ear. What the Spirit of God is saying to the church. The Spirit never stopped saying. He only said that. There are other things at the church we still keep saying to the church. He said in one of the churches, he said, this thing said to one that I said this to those who the church that are in Tiara. I now said this one to you. Give him that scripture. He said, okay, I said this to you, but I also said this to this thing I said to you. So he was constantly to compare the church that I said this. Okay. Seven words, Revelation chapter 2. He said, I also said unto, he mentioned, I see also this. He was referencing another church. When he was talking to another church. I'm not trying to buttress to us that what he said to this church, he revealed works, certain works to them, but he's referencing that this particular church also, they have their own what they are doing. And it's very, very, very important that you do your work, own work. That you should carry out your own work. Because when the word that the Spirit is saying to you, that does not mean that's the last thing that the Spirit will come and say to you. No, in this place, we are going to stay in there for a while. Because there are works to be done. There are works to be done. Amen. There are works to be done. And we must know this, that we cannot, that the displace of the journey into money are not a one-off thing. Amen. That we need to move from one work and finish it and move into what, and then they will reveal more works to us. Amen. No, Jesus did works. Jesus started doing the works of the Father, at least to our best of knowledge from the age of 12. Because Jacob was saying, don't you know I'm going to be after my Father's business? And what he called business there is my Father's work. For the age of 12. And Jesus Christ did works until when he was 30, when they show him. And by the time, 3 years and a half in ministry, he was perfecting works. Amen. It was perfecting works. And you can be sure of the speed that Jesus was walking. Knowing that he will not have this length of years like you and I. He knows that. He knows that he's not going to live long. Like we like satisfy you. I will show you my service. Jesus knew that's not his own order. Every man his own order. You know that was not his own order. And he put into all the works that he was designed to do. At the time, in the book of John, chapter 10. Look at, he came to him and tell him in John chapter 10, He said, I and my father are one. Then the Jews took up stone again to stone him. They have always taken stone. Then they took it again. That what they know is about taking stone. And that they don't agree with you to take up stone. You know that they took stone also against Stephen too and stoned him to death. Then Jesus answered them, many good works. Everybody say, many good works. Say that again.
Many good works.
Can you say that again?
Many good works.
Many good works. So Jesus asked many good works. I'm just going to tell you that there are many. There are many. Each of the churches, they came with works for them. You know that the everlasting order is 7. Eternal order is 12. So there are many works. Because yesterday, I was telling you, essence of light is to cause a people. It's the essence of the word of his testimony. Oh, sorry, the word of this prophecy, of the word of prophecy, which you have. He called it a more sure word. Because Peter was saying that we were witnesses. We were eyewitnesses. But beyond eyewitness, there's something that is more sure than eyewitnesses. We were eyewitnesses to show to you that a man did a work and finished it. A man did a work and finished it. And not that he only finished it, the glory of that work, the crowning of that work came to him on the month. And immediately after that, he was asking that what have come to me, I've given you to them. I now want that which I have with you, so you glorify me with your own self. Jesus on the matter of transgression was a full work. A full work. What happened in matter of transgression did not happen at Jordan. What happened at Jordan, although there was a witness in Jordan too, what happened at Jordan was a cloud like a dove rested and abode with him. The thing rested and abided with him. The thing never lifted. Who's telling you that this man is a work. He has finished the work. And that abiding is an endorsement. That this thing is an abiding one. These parts are abiding. But immediately, there was another work that opened to Jesus. Because how do I know that? Immediately, he was driven by the Holy Ghost to be tempted in the wilderness. If you have been blessed, say a big amen.
Amen.
To be tempted in the wilderness. Jesus Christ, when he was in Jordan, was already an everlasting, he's already a living Son of God. Because you remember, when he asked, who do men say, by the Spirit, Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So that Spirit that came upon in that dove-like, it was the Spirit of the Father, of the living Father. It was not just, although they call it, what, but it was not just, it was the Spirit of God. That thing was an approver, an endorsement that a work has been done. Because they will not proclaim it. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That means the work that is done here, I am well pleased with it. I am well pleased with what has been done inside this. And that work was the work of the living Father or living God. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
And Jesus, they heave up the work. Amen.
Amen.
So they heave up the work, John 10, that we are reading. I just say unto them, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those words do you stone me? So he was scared that Joker said, I've shown you works for my father. Which of the works? Many. Many works. I've shown you many works. And that people don't think that. People say, don't work a miracle. No. In fact, many times, Joker will tell them, he will do miracle. He will say, don't go and show it to anybody. So if you say they should not go out, they should not tell. So it's not talking about the miracle. Because if he would have been saying, many work have I shown you, he had discarded, he has seen this on work. So it cannot be miracle and the healing and deliverances. So it can't be it. Because if he had done and said, don't tell anybody. So he will have and say, I've shown you the work. Which of them? So show that you have eaten something. So he will be lying. So he said, I've shown you many works. So it's not those miracles. So there are works that Jacob was living. We didn't live in the day of Jokers. It was evident for the apostle to say, we have not believed calling the vice where we mean unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus. For we are eyewitness of his majesty. God's people, it was not. Jesus was evident. There was a way that the Lord painted it to me. Though the work that Jokers have done, that the work of his father, that he has done inside of him, it was not loud, but it was glaring. The way Joker painted, the way the Lord painted to me is that, have you seen, imagine if you have a lion inside this place. A lion that they tie it down with chain in his four legs, chain on his neck. I mean, the four legs were tied. And you can see the bad luck that used to hold the neck inside. And those chains, that massive chain, they hold it. Those big ones, not the one used to carry bingo. The one that used to lift, they used to drag car. Four of that on the leg and one on the neck in the center of this place. And they use all those big bad luck to lock it. When they put the chain, they lock and cut it. And also the tail, they took it to a pillar, roll it and knock it. And five of them. And they bring you to this hall. All of you. And they tell you to come and play. Or just come around. Though he is caged, the work that Jesus in them have been great, there is an aura that a lion emits that puts fear, even when you have gisting, I mean, maybe you put by the back. Yeah, I trust you. Nobody can back it, even in that state. That's why that he asked him. Though Jesus was put in a frame that it was like a limitation, but it was works, it was glaring. But everybody know what that lion, because even the roar alone. I'm not telling you. So though Jokers was not showing, it was not evident. But people know. They know when they say, which of the work? For a good work we stone thee not. For many good works have I shown unto you from my father. For which of the works do you stone me? And the Jews answering, for a good work we stone thee not. For blasphemy. And because thou being a man. Say that, George. Make thyself God. I wanted to connect this thing to what you call the word of prophecy. Or this word of prophecy. Just I say, don't you understand? And just answer that. Just answer that. Is it not written in your law? They went to go and lift something to the law. Though it was a voice of prophecy that spoke it. And prophecy in the old time was not given by one private interpretation, neither by the will of man. So prophecy was not by the will of man. So he promised not by the will of man. It was the will of the Father that the Holy Ghost was demonstrating. So he's trying to describe that more sure word of prophecy. That how did it originate? And Joker was trying to connect it that works, the carrier and the convey of works are word. Because you find it there. So not because what you are, we don't mind you about the works. The works are good. We like the works. But you say, okay, how can you say that you are not blaming me because of the works? Do you know what produced the works? What produced the works are the what? What produced the works? Our works. That was what was saying there. Have you not written your own law? Though what they quoted in the law was by the spirit of the prophecy. Which man that moved by the spirit of prophecy was not by the will of man. Knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. So if it's not by the will of man, what is the will of God? But only men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So you can see that prophecy are born by the Holy Ghost. That means, so if the Holy Ghost only demonstrate what is the Father. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you being blessed, God's people? So men, we are moved. That means there is expression of the will of God or the will of the Father that by the movement of the Holy Ghost, that's how the spirit of prophecy was born. All the words of prophecy were born through the movements of the Holy Ghost. Not man's will. It was by reason of the Spirit. It was the will of the Father that the Father tried to express. And so, words of prophecy, we are not wills of man. We are things that are born from the heart of God or the heart of the Father. So, Joker's answer, is it not written in your law? Yeah. Is it not written in your law? Ye are gods. People look at me, gods. So, stars are gods. Stars are gods. Stars are princes and kings. But a prince is higher than a king. The throne of a prince is higher than the throne of a king. You understand the book of Daniel? Go back to that John. Is it not written in your law? Because they are quoting from Psalm 63. Amen. Such is the word of God. Who bear record, this angel, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus. And in that book of Revelation, they saw about the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. So you can see that those who the word of God is come. That means those who, and I said, if the word of Christ is to teach, is to reveal the person of Christ. So the word of God is to reveal the person of who God is. But there's no revelation of the person who God is. It took the Son of God to come and make it manifest. For no man has seen God at any time. Except the Son of God who have come to declare him. God who has certain times spake. So you could see why the ministry of the prophet was very important in the Old Testament. God, who has certain times spake in time past by the prophet. So prophet bore witness of the word of God. But they call that word of God, they call it the word of prophecy. So you can see that the word of prophecy has an end in mind. It's to make God. And who are gods? When I talk about gods there, he wasn't talking about idols. They are men. One thing you find again, the book of Daniel. When they were describing Daniel, they talk about men who have the spirit of God. Spirit of God. Who have wisdom, understanding, and excellent wisdom. And they gave it to Jesus Christ. You saw wise men. So when you are hearing stars are gods. Men with light. Men with understanding. When we talk about Daniel, but at the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according to the name of my God, in whom is the spirit of the Holy God, not just any God. This one is the Holy God. And before him, I tell the dream. So it was described. When you find out, it was repeated again and again and again and again and again in the book of Daniel about the four of them, about Daniel alone. So it was describing because you remember. Daniel was able to be the astrologers of his day. And those astrologers, they read stars. meanings. They read times and seasons. They interpret dreams. They interpret hard sentences. From as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpret of dream, showing of hard sentences, dissolving of doubt. You know, one thing that I pray that this meeting is to do this year is to dissolve doubts about everlasting life. That it's possible for you to become incorruptible, sir. That you can have incorruptible ways inside of you. You see, look at people. That you have something that are messing up around you. Does not, if today I have obeyed God, this doctrine, you that also you mess some in some area, but that is also spoil that you also have some works inside of you that are incorruptible works. Because you see, I don't doubt that our daddy in the house have incorruptible works inside of him and incorruptible ways. Though every of the ways will not yet become incorruptible. Some of the ways are incorruptible, some of the ways are still spiritual. And some of the way may be supernatural yet. Yeah, it's not all the ways is not, and some of the way can still be even our some of the way can still be carnal, but it's not yet. But we are God want to make sure that there are ways, thought, judgment in us, and this kid that you are bound in it. We are bound in it. God wants to raise incorruptible men this year. God wants to be able to look to eternal life embassy and see men that have incorruptible things inside of them. Not presets, but want to see incorruptible ways, incorruptible lines, incorruptible spirit of the mind, corruptible judgment, perception, conclusion about matters. By reason of that person can no longer offend. Neither can he stumble in that area. When they route anything through that channel, that it can never stumble, because where they are the domain that they are routing into is incorruptible. So give me that jump. So if you call them God, unto whom the word of God is come, everybody, and the scriptures. Cannot. Everybody said the scripture cannot. You see, when you see something in the Bible, they are not joking though. And who said it also matter? Jesus. Just said the scripture cannot be broken. He's talking about this matter. It was not by the will of man. So nothing can break it. That means what? How they communicate the word of God. You see, I want to lay emphasis on it. That what that angel brought to those churches. What he brought to give unto his servant John and to show to his servants a different degree, because they were servants. All those candlesticks were also servants. Because how do I know? He wrote to one of the churches. He said, there is a doctrine of Jezebel which have told my servants. And they were the members of the church. They were not the angels of the churches. So the angels of the churches are also servants. John was in the class of those servants. So they were greater servants in the morning. In the morning, they were serving in different mornings. So he called them gods, unto whom the word of God is came, and this God cannot be broken. Say ye of him, whom? Can you see? Say ye of whom the Father hath sanctified. And how did his servant sanctify him? Through the word of God. The word of God has sanctified him. So there's a sanctification that is in Christ. This sanctification is consecration. This is not conversion of the sanctuary. But I can tell you that in everlasting domain, there are courts. Because when you read the book of Ezekiel and Jeremiah, when they talk about that, you talk about the kind of sanctuary. That sanctuary is not different from the sanctuary of holy place. You find it in Ezekiel too. So you can see that there are, even in the everlasting domain, there are different work that will be done. But that is not just a normal sanctification of water by the word. This sanctification is by light. Hayamasa. sanctification of light. The light and understanding. Light and understanding sanctify and consecrate a soul. And how he sanctifies his heart is through work. Light sanctify you. What do you mean? It sets you apart. Light and understanding will set your work apart. It set your heart apart. It set your mind apart. Don't you know what is light? The light of the Father, or the light of the living Father, is called truth. And truth, there's a truth called the truth of Christ. But it's the truth of the Father. Second John. Give me 5. The elder unto the elect ladies. You know, Pastor was saying, the church of the living God, or the church of the true God. What you start having? You start having fivefold ministry. Begin to, I don't want to use the way, you don't see them prominence anymore. They come behind because the people that are leading the church, they are elders. They are angels of the churches. The elder unto the elect lady and look at it, they call the elder and they call the elect lady. Look at the kind of name of that. These are leaders that are trying to make the election and they are calling an election sure. Elect lady and our children whom I love in the truth. This truth here is not the truth of Christ. This is truth of the Father. Or the truth that is in the Son. The truth that is in the Son of God. The whom I love in truth and not only I, but all they that have known the truth. So what did he call truth there? He's talking about truth there is the light and understanding of the life of the Father. That was Joker was teaching John 14, verse 16. I am the way. I am the truth. I am. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. For no man cometh to the Father except by I am the way. Except I am the truth. And except I am the life. That's how you come to the Father. To come to the Father, don't think to come to the Father is not that the Father is one decision. No, no. To come to the Father, it means you gain stature. A beauty. For no one has ascended up to heaven except the Son of man, who is in heaven. No man ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. So to come to the Father is you ascend, you raise your building of your soul. So I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. Say by me. So, and where the truth is, that truth is what he was saying. Say you not know, to whom the Father has sanctified and sent unto the world, that blasphemy, because I say I am the Son of God, if I do not the works of my Father. If I do not the works of my Father, gospel. If there's anything that life campaign should make us, we must go and do the works of the Father. Say the works of my Father. Is the works of the Father, but it must become your works. Is the works of the Father in the Son, it must become your works. And how will it become your works? By doing. Say doing. One of the words that I like so much in the Deuteronomy is observe to do. Let me say observe to do. Observe. About me, so that. So I broke that word by revelation. I said observe is obey and serve to do. Observe, obey, serve to do. Observe to do. Obey and serve. Obey and serve to do. You are not doing if you are not obeying and you're supposed to serve. You serve the work. You serve the work. What does it mean to serve the work? Your heart. Your heart. Become a servant of the reveal work. You are not the one continuing the work. You come under the work. And you allow the work to lead you. To observe, to do. Thank you, Lord. If I do not the work of my Father, believe not me. Verse 38. But if I do, though you believe not, believe the works, that you may know and believe. They should believe the work. But even say, if eventually you could not believe, can you believe the work? Gospel. One thing that we must fight to believe. I feel that thing is very important. Because this thing that we are saying, you must believe that it's possible. You must never allow any doubt. But this morning star, me, I don't even know if I can take money. You will take money star. You must not allow. I know, because there is a way Satan has wired our mind that we believe the lying tongue or evil spirits, that we believe the mouth of truth. That all these things that they have been telling me for Monday, you mean I will be it? Yes, you will be it. Yes, sir. And that's why heaven did not start saying these things to us. They had to take time to wash us with the washing of water by the word. To make our mind become spiritual. Because some of these things, that's why you are not mind to only be spiritual. You have to have quickening understanding. So that you can be able to latch out. But you have to hold this thing very, very tenacious. This thing you are hearing, you are not the first person that I heard it. There were churches. They were not too far away. This thing that you are hearing, churches heard this thing. They were men like you and I. They lived. Churches have received in the church. The church understand what they mean that they will. I will give you money stars. It makes sense to them. When they were writing, he had meaning to them. What to mean that to make a soul money star is a soul. To make a soul, that means a soul can be a star that can rule. Look at me. Those churches, when that angel was writing, they were writing to men. And one man was a star shining over churches of a region. The whole Ephesus. And some of them, the congregation might not be more than 5,000. They may not be 1 to 5,000. Because when you say that angel of Ephesian church, maybe the congregation is more than 5,000 or 10,000. But that church may not even design that the person that is pastoring them, yes, sir, is a star. Yeah. But a star at the palm. Because a star at the palm is supposed to be beholding the face. Because so that he can move from that star at the palms to the star on the head. To become a star of the crown on the head. Not on the other one, on the head of our Lord. Because that's their place. They know they will never believe again. You mean Edak Billy? But he was a star in the palm of his hand. And how they came to that, what Pastor was saying, they brought that same thing, the word of the Lord and the testimony of Jesus, to go and teach this, to go and show to these churches that what the else men wear, they also can come into it. And that much more, those tasks can also be upgraded for that. But the key, if you see what they are emphasizing in the midst of those churches, is to do the work. You must do the work and be perfected in the work. Don't do the work and leave it. Joker said it. Which of the good works do you judge me? He said, none of the good works. So Jokers had many good works. Many, many, many of them. And they also want us to have good works. And I say good works that you walk in the light of those things. So what's our commandments? We must do those commandments. We must keep those commandments unto the end. Even the book of Revelation, what are going to use to overcome the dragon? Those who have the commandment of God. They are the commandment of God. And they have the word of his testimony. That is the command of God and the testimony of Jesus. Those more you find in the womb of the woman. You know that womb is the womb of money. What they kept that gave them enter into that womb. And you saw that womb, that woman, they enter into something. From there, they received them into God and his throne. But they also moved them into the womb. But what they did, they are like the remnant of their other brethren. They have done what the brethren were doing. They did those things and enter into the womb. That was saying that it's an abode. They gave them an abode that they enter into. And they waited there. And they converted them again into that place. But they were like their brethren. But when they enter there, they become a man child. So that they can be caught up to God and his throne. But at that time, they were keeping commandments. They had the commandments. Remnant of us see, which keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. And you know, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. It's the spirit of prophecy. It's the spirit of prophecy. God's people, I'm praying for us that the Lord will dissolve every doubt in our heart. Amen. That we'll give ourselves over to works of God. And we will finish the work. Amen. We'll be made perfect in the work. And we will receive crowns, or we will make stars in our heart. We will come into dominion. Amen. Dominion, there is no, you come here, come and sit down. It's a lie. It's a fulgence of a life. The strength of a life being demonstrated over sin and corruption. Reigning is not over men, but can you reign? Can you be so raised higher over sin and corruption? Over death? Over evil spirits? You know, as a pastor, there are people that come to your member, they kind of what they are dealing with. There are people that can stay 6 months. Everyone has helped them. But some people, what they are bringing is destruction of many generations. Destruction, some of those things has been there for the first transfer. Sometimes, after 2 years, the thing is not giving way. When a man starts in it, those kind of infirmity, because based on the level of strength you have come into, you'll be able to know those how to break men free from those things. It's an intelligence. It's a thought. Because behind every sin is lying a thought process. It's lying a way. And to be able to break those men away from those ways is not easy, gospel. But I'm trusting the Lord that God will strengthen our heart. I said, God will strengthen our heart. We will find courage to obey God. We will obey God and we gain momentum in obeying God. My prayer for you, that when you come to Knife campaign next year, you have a testimony. The way I was obeying God in 2023, I have a testimony in 2024. My obedience was more faster and swifter. I say more faster and swifter. You will know that something everlasting resource is fueling your energy of obedience. You know, that's Psalm 110. In the day of his power, that something strong will fuel your willingness in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hands this afternoon and just give God thanks?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.